Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a special treat for you guys. The O'Neills have just arrived at SFU. They are getting ready. They're getting pumped. Oh, I see you're pumping her. say hi since you're here.
Hey, everyone.
Yay. Okay, don't worry. We're going to do introductions, but we're going to get them settling in. And let's play some music while we do that. So we're going to play some Paddy Wagon. Here's Gilding the Liffey.
Raised to play.
Yeah, that was Paddy Wagon, Race to the Bottom. That's the album, and that was Broken Teeth. Okay, so we are here with Kira and Cormac. Please introduce yourselves.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We're the O'Neills.
Yes, you are. Yes. And tell me, what do you play?
So in our band, I sing, mm-hmm. And I play an instrument called the Baron, which is an Irish drum.
And I sing and I play guitar.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so you guys are cousins.
Yes, we are. We're first cousins.
First cousins. Okay, and tell me about growing up together as toddlers. Do you have any stories?
Oh. Too many to tell.
You got to pick one.
Where do we start?
Yes. So I grew up in England with my brother and my parents, and Cormac was in Ireland. So we'd often go back to Ireland and spend a lot of time together, and I guess music's in the blood, really, isn't it? We didn't really ever get a choice but to play, thankfully.
Mm. And Kira was kind of forced on stage. What age were you?
Like 3.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful. Sure. I hated it. And then it took us another 15 years to get Cormac on the stage. He was 18 when he made his debut. Yeah. So
nice. And then how old were you when you started playing guitar?
When I started playing guitar, I was 19, I think.
19.
Just turned 19, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I played a bit of mandolin before that.
Oh, interesting.
But that was just to get me through school. And as soon as I was done with school, dropped that.
Oh, great. Yes. And then, like I said, you were singing when you were a toddler. Were you doing the brush, hairbrush?
Oh, God, yeah. Anything. Yeah. Hairbrushes, toothbrushes, anything.
Anything that looks
like a microphone.
Right, little microphone.
Okay. I was only little at the time, so.
All right, perfect. Okay, and tell me about your influences. Who were you listening to when you were younger as well?
I mean, we have to say our fathers.
Yeah.
It has to be the first one off.
Yeah, so our dads are brothers. Mm. And their dad was a big musician in Ireland in the 40s and 50s. He had a show band called Stardust. So growing up, that was very much our main influence, I think, you know, playing at family sessions. And if you weren't playing, you know, the foot was tapping along. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely a key influence for us. And then I guess outside of that, it was
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse for me, yeah. And Imelda May, she's a singer, a great musician from Dublin. But you were a bit cooler than I was in those days.
In those days, yeah.
Just then, not anymore.
I probably would have been more kind of Neil Young. That kind of
Neil Young.
And like Marvin Gaye. I love soul.
Mm. Wow.
Soul.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, and so when did you come to Vancouver?
A little over a year and a half ago for myself, and then
just
a bit later.
Yeah, just over a year ago for me. So I was about 3 months after Kira. Yeah.
Oh, nice. And what made you, what's your decision to come to Vancouver?
For myself, it was after COVID.
Here.
Oh, very much was not that. That was on the cons list. No, after COVID, I was like, I need to get out of Ireland, basically. And a choice, if you're an Irish person, it seems to be anyway, is Australia or Canada.
Mm.
And in fairness, now Kira was here and she was talking about how amazing Vancouver was. So I said, why not? I'll come over.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what actually happened was I was planning to come, and then about 4 or 5 months before I left, I got a phone call. Kira, I know you're looking at going to Vancouver. Is it going to cramp your style if I join you? And I was like, yeah, no. I was like, Jesus, no, I'd love it if you came. And I was like, we could even try and, you know, play music together and stuff, because it's things that we'd done as a big group, as a family. But just the two of us, we'd only kind of done the odd little bit. So it kind of felt like the right time to kind of get going together. And
I think I was, 3 days off the plane? And she told me, go buy a guitar, we have a gig. So
I just noticed your accent there. So I noticed you say tree, not three.
Oh, sorry. I know, it's hard.
Oh, so it's hard for you to say the TH, is that correct?
I don't know. Now I'm overthinking it. Tree.
Three.
Three.
Yes.
Is that proper? Is that Canadian?
Yeah. But that's awesome that you say tree. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. All right. So 1, 2, 3. I guess we're going to start with your first song here. So if you want to get ready with your guitar there, tell me about this first song. And it's an 80s song, Tainted Love. Tell me why you picked this one.
Yeah, I guess going back to my key influences when I was younger, Imelda May, like I said, an amazing Irish musician. She covered this. And then a few years later, we actually saw Mark Allman from Soft Cell, didn't we? At Lake Fest, a festival in England, and sure, I had to come into the set then.
Wow, you saw Soft Cell in the flesh.
In the flesh.
Amazing. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to leave you guys to it, and you guys are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share, it seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, 'cause I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you give, and I'll give you all a girl can give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, oh, tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things. But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you give, and I'll give you all a girl can give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love. You hurt me so, so I got to pack up my things and go. Once I ran to you, now I'll run from you. This tainted love you give, and I'll give you all a girl can give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, oh, tainted love. I don't want you tainted. Whoa, I don't want your tainted love. What about my tainted love? Can't have my tainted love. What about my tainted love?
Woo! Oh, yeah. That was
thank you very
amazing,
much.
Guys. Woo! Mind blown. We were dancing here in the studio, folks, just so you know. Okay, so tell me about your instruments. Okay, what kind of a guitar is that?
So this is a Martin that we were actually forced to buy because, so originally when I got off the plane, like I said, I had to buy a guitar within 3 days, and I got Cheap and Cheerful, this little banger of a yoke.
God bless.
And basically every gig I'd break a string and I'd spend about 2 minutes trying to, you know, fix up the guitar, and poor Kira was stuck singing a cappella, which she nailed.
Poor Kira. I hated it, lads. I absolutely hated the attention.
Yeah. But then eventually we bit the bullet and I said, come on, we're going out to buy a guitar. And yeah, it's done us in good stead ever since. I do still break a string every gig though, so you know, I've already fixed it.
All right, and then tell me about this special instrument here,
yes.
Kira.
So this is a Baron. So it's a traditional Irish drum. I mean, years and years ago, it used to be made from piece of round wood, and I think it was goat skin or sheepskin. I think
sheepskin.
It was goat. One of the two. We're just going to debate that. But yeah, and then you basically hit it in time, usually, with a double-sided stick, I guess. So you hit it on both ends and it makes quite a dense sound.
Excellent. And my co-host, John, in the house, he wasn't able to be here and join us today, but he did give us a pre-recorded segment which we will play. But he also has, is it called, how do you pronounce it again?
A Baron.
Baron. Okay, so he does have a Baron from Belgarth Barons, and it's stamped 1623, one made inside. He mentioned the company has retired in 2013. Yeah, so we're going to just play John's pre-recorded segment right now.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. This is Wham Bam East Van Radio Show. It's John in the House's weekly entertainment file for what is on in Vancouver's music scene this week, Thursday, March 7th to Thursday, March 14th. Events from Facebook listings. This Saturday, March the 9th, it's International Women's Day Art Fair. Go to 1448 West Broadway and between 1450 West Broadway and check it out. This Saturday, March the 9th at Bully Studio is Heathen Sins. They're on in the afternoon at 2:45 p.m. and it's an all-day, all-night show there. So go check out Winterfest at Bully Studio in New Westminster. Saturday, March the 9th. Thursday at 7 p.m. to 11:45 p.m., Power Clown returns at Heavywood Rock and Roll Metal Showcase with Terrifier, Fearbirds, Tough Dutts. Check out Facebook events for more details. And it's at the Hollywood Theater. Saturday at 8:30 to 11:30 p.m., we have Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and Black Sabbath tributes live at Club 240 down in White Rock, South Surrey, at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 240. Saturday, March 9th, 8:30 p.m., Wicked Fun Alive at Newlands Bar and Grill out in Langley. What is happening down in Vancouver's Entertainment District? Tuesday, March the 5th, Steve Kozak at the Roxy's Tuesday Night Blues Night. Check that out, 8 to 10:30 p.m. On March 6th, starting at 8 p.m., Bomber Lover with Matt Walden and Summer Eyes. March the 12th, which is a Thursday next week, Arsen Shamokov. He's on from 8 till 10:30 p.m. for some awesome homemade blues. On March the 13th, which is next Wednesday, School of Rock. Check that out from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Thursday, March the 14th, the Roxy presents Lead Away with Mortel, 8 p.m. to 10:30. You can check all the events out at the Roxy at roxyvan.com. Well, this is John in the house saying, and have a good weekend. Listen to live music in your neighborhood. Take care. Be safe. Bye.
Bye, John in the house. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I just wanted to let you know the background music that John was playing while he was talking there is called Shining from 24 Unity. That's with Ron Van Delbroek. He sings the lyrics and melodies. He's the lead singer. Mike Oak. I'm really bad with names. Oleksii is me. I think it's Oleksii, maybe. Mike Oleksii, Mark Rogers, Ivan Allen, and Kelly Stodola on drums. And yeah, those were some of the co-writers. And of course, it's a team project. Amazing. Okay, and we also want to say happy birthday to Oswaldo. Yes, Oswaldo. He had a show here on CJSF and at CITR. So yes, we wish him well. This song is called Una Más by Los Furios on CJSF. fun was that? OMG. Yes. And they were saying they like some ska too, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So tell me about the St. Pat's gig, guys. Yeah.
Oh, well, I think we have a few that weekend. So,
yes, go for it.
Next Friday, we'll be in Donnellan. You can find us there quite often. And then really excitingly, then next Saturday on the 16th, we have actually teamed up with a great band who I'm hoping are listening. Hi, guys. If we're going to be joining Matty Miller and the Barrage Boys.
Ooh.
Yeah, and a couple of others as well. Our friend SJ and our friend Luke. So we're going to kind of do an 8-piece for Celtic Fest, which is an amazing, amazing event. That's down on Robson Square. It's a free event, you know, family friendly, the whole lot. So you could...
It is run by Kira's company.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
No.
Or are they just, all right, edit that out.
But we're involved, but no, yes. We're... that's a great event. So that's... we're on at 5 p.m, I believe, on Robson Square at Celtic Fest. And then on St. Patrick's Day itself, you can find us at Donlin's at 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. So... Busy weekend.
You betcha. All right. And you, what's your next song here?
Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Bit of Foster the People.
Nice.
Bit of Foster the Lads.
Well, it's a revolution, I suppose. and paint it red to fit right in. Whoa. I'm breaking in, shaping up, and checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones, enough to make my systems blow. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Welcome to the new age, to the new age.